My name is Louise Guibe. I am 58 years old. Today's date is August 18th, 2021. I am in Windsor, Connecticut. And my relationship with Rishi is we are meeting for the first time virtually. I would consider him a fellow vestibular warrior.
Hey, my name is Rishi. I'm 30 years old, and today's date is August 18, 2021. I'm in New York, and my partner's name is Louise, and she is my fellow vestibular warrior.
That it really feels that way, doesn't it, Rishi?
It does.
It really does. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you and to talk to someone who knows what it's really like to deal with a vestibular disorder. And I think, we talk about vestibular. You and I can talk about vestibular, and we know what each other is talking about, but for so many, they don't even know the word. And I think that, I'd love to ask just kind of a question about, like, how do you describe vestibular to the people that you meet and to the stakeholders, in your life?
Yeah, it's a loaded question. I mean, people really do not know like what exactly are the vestibular issues. I mean, if you tell them like you have some vestibular issues, they might just think about like an ear infection or something, but it's way much more than that. I mean, it starts with dizziness, imbalance, confusion. You have less concentration because your body is trying to gauge itself in this universe right now, because one of the ears or both of the ears might be damaged to understand where are you standing, where are you sitting, at what axis are you on. So the body is trying to regain its balance, and in that moment, it's the other functions are affected of the body. Your eyes become blurry because it is again connected with your ears. Your focus, your concentration gets disconnected because, again, when you cannot see properly, when you cannot stand properly, walk properly, all those factors kick in, and it's like all swirl or like whirlpool in your brain. And the fatigue of that, I would say, is also a big part, because now your brain is always trying to make sure that your body is in equilibrium. So I would say vestibular disorder is not just like one specific diagnosis. It has many, many things associated with it. And as I mentioned, like imbalance, dizziness is like one of the most common ones. But the things which you cannot see, like lack of concentration, feeling like brain fog, blurry eyes, and not understanding some patterns, getting busy with looking at flashy lights, all those things are part of this issue.
Yeah, that's a great description. I've used all those myself when trying to explain it to people. Other things I say is it's like being on, for me, my vestibular disorder is like being on a boat that's rocking in the ocean or on a lake, and not going anywhere. Like there's no speed to it. It's just you're just bobbing up and down. And for me, it's like rocking on a boat 24/7. It just never goes away. And whenever I describe it that way, and people remember what it's like to feel seasick or have been seasick in their lives before, like from an amusement park ride, or maybe they get seasick on a boat, or airsick when they fly, or something like that, to say to them, that is how I feel, and it never stops. They really, their eyes get big and they just seem to somehow get it a little bit better at that point.
So
And
true.
I wonder, yeah. And so, you're a generation younger than I am, and so I started dealing with my vestibular issues in my 30s, And mine started with a trip, an airplane trip. Unbeknownst to me, when the plane was landing, I didn't, my middle ear popped, the membrane in my middle ear. And the next morning, I woke up, got out of bed, and basically fell on the floor with dizziness and imbalance and that type of thing. And certainly was quite sudden, the onset. And then it took about 6 months for diagnosis, where they said, okay, you have a hole in your middle ear, and the only way that we can really help you is we're going to have to surgically go in there and close up the hole.
Yep.
And so I had to have ear surgery for mine. And then it was another probably year before I was able to say, okay, I feel way better. And I was just wondering, was yours sudden? Did you feel like your onset of your symptoms was sudden, and how did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, scary day, but it was like early March of 2020. So I was 29 years old then, and I guess it was an onset of COVID pandemic. So everything was fine. We did not have lockdowns or like there was no alert issue till that point. But it was like first week of March, and before that I was sick with some flu, viral flu, common flu, and
Oh, okay.
yeah. I was getting better and I decided like let's go out, take a walk and grab some food. I walked like a couple of blocks and there was like sudden onset of spinning. Everything was spinning and it lasted for like 15, 20 seconds and I was super scared. I mean, my eyes couldn't see properly. Everything was blurry. Everything was like flashy to me, and it was in the evening, so it's like, what is happening? And I got very scared. 15,
Yeah.
20 seconds later, it stopped, but then I could feel that my walking has changed. I mean, I was not firm on the ground. Every step felt imbalanced. I mean, I was like on a bouncy castle or like cushioned earth. Nothing was like solid beneath my feet, and I could feel that my legs are not that strong enough to feel the ground. Nonetheless, I decided like, okay, it just might be one of the flu thing happening right now. So let me just grab the food. I grabbed the food in that panic situation. I just told myself like, it's fine. It's nothing. It's just the flu. Went home, and it didn't stop. I mean, I waited for like 2 hours, 3 hours. It didn't stop. And then I got very worried. Like I thought like there might be something wrong with my brain or something. And then I should like quickly go to the ER. I went to urgent care in Midtown, and they told me that it is a BPPV, which
Oh,
is
yeah.
bipositional vertigo, which means that your calcium crystals in your ear moves, and then it makes you feel like dizziness and spinning and everything. They gave me meclizine, asked me to go home and sleep. I slept. The next day was the same, and I called up my primary care. He said that you should go and check the neurologist because it doesn't seem to be like any flu symptom, and also there was no COVID test at that point in time. So he said that might be COVID, we don't know, but do you have any symptoms right now? I said nothing right now. Till that point in time, everything was getting shut down, so I couldn't get any appointment. Luckily, there was one neurologist who was available. I booked her. Went there. She did some tests on me, like moved my head around, did some spinning tests. Did some reflex test, and she said that your brain looks fine, but you don't. It doesn't seem to be BPPV. It seems to be something else. And she ordered an MRI for me. Until this, and everything was closed. I mean, it was like mid of March, and that was like full blown pandemic alert was issued, and
Oh. That's terrible that you were dealing with this in the middle of the pandemic.
It was terrible. And then 2 months later, I found an appointment in Manhattan. I went there, they did my MRI, it came out good. So at least that part I was relieved. And then went to ENT. He suggested that you might have some vestibular issues, so you should go and see physical therapist. Over there, they did some, I went to NYU Langone, they did some hearing tests, they did the VNG test, the chair test, everything, and they found out that my right ear is hypofunctioning. So I have unilateral hypofunction, and it is because of a viral infection which I had in early March. It is called, and then this disease was called vestibular neuritis. That's where they diagnosed me with vestibular neuritis, and that's how it happened. So,
And so, yeah, I mean, on top of it, you know, you're trying to see doctors that, you know, and everybody's shutting down in the middle of, you know, the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. And I can't imagine. That is very stressful.
It is.
Yeah, and now on, so once you got through the system and was properly diagnosed, you did some what's called vestibular physical therapy, and I was prescribed that as well. But for me, I was an athlete in high school, and I've been involved in sports. My master's degree is in sports marketing, so I already knew kind of what I needed to do in terms of working the balance system. So while I did go to vestibular therapy for a little while, mostly I kind of made it up on my own, and which I probably should not recommend that, but that is what I did, and I was a, been a lifelong snow skier. So I basically forced myself to just start doing things that put my balance system to the test. So I started, I maybe I shouldn't have skied, but I went out there and I, you know, stayed on the bunny hill and did some skiing, and it was horrible. I mean, I was it was very frustrating. It was so upsetting because, I mean, I was an expert snow skier. I'd skied for 40 years, college level skier, and here I was having to ski on the bunny hill. And it was so depressing. And I just wondered if you ever, when you were going through your rehab, if you ever felt the same, or what were some of the things that you felt like, you know, you were doing that helped you and what didn't help you?
So like you and I am a sports person. I play tennis and cricket, if you know cricket. And that was like, and I actually enjoy that. Like, that's the only physical activity I enjoy the most, like playing sports. So even I was a sports person. But yeah, I did my vestibular therapy like very religiously for 3 months, and I could see myself recovering very fast. But apart from that, the major factor I would say which helped me was yoga. Yoga poses, balance poses, and also breathing exercises. So that was like one of the key booster in the recovery phase what I had. And within 3 months, I would say, I started running. I couldn't even walk before. Now, when I started all these exercises and everything, I started running. I used to run like 2 to 3 miles every day. I was feeling dizzy while running, but it was not as bad as what I had before. So I would say running helped me a lot. And this vestibular disorder has a biggest side effect, which is anxiety and panic attacks and depression kind of feelings. So running actually helps you elevate or like not really, eliminate those issues, not completely, but they help you reduce it for sure. And yoga is like, I used to laugh at like, why do people do yoga? It's just a slow exercise, nothing happens, you don't burn anything. But now I understand
Yeah.
the importance of it. It's
I know, right? Now you understand, because yoga helped me too.
yeah.
It did help me to get some balance back. You know, I would feel terrible after yoga. I would feel terrible. But then, like, the next day, I'd feel much better.
Correct.
And so I, you know, continued along the similar path that you did to try to get our balance systems recalibrated. So, you know, now that we're both sort of on the other side of it, I think that it is so impactful in your life, because you have an old self, and then you have, as we call it, the Vestibular Disorders Association that you and I are both involved in, a life rebalanced. And it's a different life than we had before. And I just wondered, you know, how did you come to terms with grieving that old, your old self, you know, the self that would just go anywhere, do anything, any time of the day, always up for something to do? I mean, how did you come to terms with not being able to do that anymore?
Yeah, great question. I mean, that is the most difficult part still, because I was a very different person altogether. I like impromptu plans, going out with friends, being out late till night, all those things, working late, and like everything was like fast and amazing at the, till that point. But after this thing, one thing for sure, what I realized is I need to pace myself according to the situation. And it doesn't mean that if you're not able to do it, there is a harm, or if you're missing out on life. No, that's not the thing. I'm getting that inner peace, or that inner break, I would say, which helps you in many ways. I mean, I now get time to think about many things. I Second question, like any decisions I'm making, like does it make sense or not? And this has become my second nature. Like even though if you're planning to go for a trip or anything, yes, I need to think about myself. So like keeping myself in front of everything is something which I have started to do, because that is what is demanded in this particular disorder. And this is how I'm comparing, like I'm trying to forget my old self. Like okay, you had your fun. It's like you have that phase, right? Like you're young, then you get married and all those things. Now you have responsibilities. For me, I'm not married, but it's like okay, you had a lot of fun till your 20s. Now in your 30s, you have to think about yourself. And okay, that life was amazing. You lived that life. Now you have to like live the next life in much better way. So I am not grieving, I would say, from a previous life. I would say I am excited about the new life, what I'm trying to make, based on whatever decisions I'm making out of this journey.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great perspective that you have on it. It took me a little bit longer to kind of get to that place, I think. And again, you know, mine was a surgical fix, but then it came back in my I don't know, late 30s, early 40s, and it was in a new form, was kind of vestibular migraine. So I started getting the migraine headaches, and the only difference with the vestibular migraine is that you're dizzy instead of, you know, having a lot of head pain. So I don't know which is worse. You know, people say, oh, well, I get the terrible pain, and you know, you sit there and you kind of bargain, and you think, well, I would trade being dizzy and not being able to function with head pain. You know, you kind of bargain with yourself, I know. But you know, as I've gotten older, I've learned how to deal with those when they come on. And I'm very fortunate. Mostly barometric pressure changes in the weather is what triggers my symptoms. I always say that I could work for the National Hurricane Center and tell them exactly when the hurricane is coming.
I tell my friends like I can be a good weatherman because if there are clouds coming, my ear like pops.
Yeah.
And the rain starts like after 5, 6 minutes.
I know. I know. And we always get it right, and the meteorologists are usually wrong. And I always say, well, they just need to have a vestibular patient on staff and they would get their forecasts correct. Well, so, you and I have been involved with VDA, which is the Vestibular Disorders Association. I've been involved for 25 years and was lucky enough to be president for a few years. And now I'm a trustee for that great little organization that helps patients be educated about vestibular disorders and help them get back to a life worth living. And I was just wondering, you've got involved with a very interesting project with VDA called the Life Rebalanced Chronicles. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, this project has been the most excited thing in past 2 years, what happened to me. I would like to say that when I started this journey in this disorder, I did not have any information of what exactly this disorder is. Getting diagnosis was terribly hard. And when I found Vida's website, I got some clues and pointers, but I was still clueless. So Life Rebalance Chronicles is basically giving you that platform with 9 other people who are suffering from same disorders, like vestibular disorders, their life stories, what happened to them, how are they doing, what's their journey, so the question what Louise asked, like how did they grieve from their previous old self and what are they now right now? So all those things in their life journey is part of this chronicle. It's a documentary series for like 9 episodes, and every episode has a meaning, like body rebalance, self rebalance, life rebalance, relationship rebalance, all those aspects of it, and how we as vestibular disorder sufferers or warriors, I would say, how are we trying to tackle our disorders and live a wonderful life? So this documentary will definitely give a lot of information to all the patients around the world who do not know what this diagnosis is, or who do not know what this vestibular disorder world is, and also hope that everything becomes fine after some time. And it also gives a medium that how can you channelize, or how can you what can you do, like what other patients have done from their life journeys, so that it can make you feel better. It took time for them, for us. But for you guys, you have this medium and this resource which you can utilize and be better much sooner than what it would have been in the current situation, which if this was not part of anyone's life.
Right. Oh, that sounds great. And I know that you're one of the featured patients, or I'm going to call you an actor in the documentary series. And what's great is that actually drops today. The first episode comes out today, and it is available on YouTube for anyone to watch and learn from. And I know that over the next several weeks, we'll be getting from what I talked to Cynthia, the executive director of VDA, they're going to be releasing the 9 chronicles over the next several weeks. And we'll get to see those on YouTube and other platforms on social media, all over. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's thank you for being involved in that and sharing your story. And hopefully through this, we can reach many people who are suffering but don't know what they're suffering from. Because I know the diagnosis of a vestibular disorder can take a very long time. It can take up to a year to be diagnosed correctly. And then is it, I just have really one last question I'd love to ask. And that would be, what are two or three things in life that don't matter anymore now that you've been through this experience and journey?
It is deep because I would say instead of not matters, I would say what I found out really matters. Yeah, it's like attention to yourself. I mean, you do not in your current, like if you are all right and you do not give much attention to what exactly is around you, how life is, and you just go with the flow. But with this particular disorder, I learned about so many things about my surroundings, like how to calm myself down. I have learned about empathy towards people who are suffering with chronic illnesses. This is one of the major things I would say, because after the videos of Life Balance Chronicles, and also after, like when I started my Instagram channel about this vestibular disorder, I got in touch with so many people. So many people contacted me all around the world, and they told me about the same things, what's happening to them, and they don't have any resources, no therapists, no doctors over there who are specializing in this particular vestibular disorders. So I could help them. I could see their progress like over 1 year. That was one of the most amazing thing which happened to me. So empathy is one of the biggest thing I would say. And I would say taking life slowly, that's also one of the biggest thing I have understood, because it is moving fast. Life is short. That's what everyone used to say, but I don't think it is short. It is just fast, so you don't know how it goes very quickly. But if you take some time for yourself, keep yourself in front of everything, that makes your life much more easier than it was before. And those are the things which I have learned, and have like these are the things which have come out of this disorder. And things I don't miss much, I would say the same thing. The pace of that life, the competition of getting there first. I'm not that one, because I know that sometimes, and I work in tech industry and computer screens are one of the biggest triggers. But I tell myself it's okay. Tell your boss as is what it is. Health comes first, you come first. Earlier, I would have not done that. Even if I was sick, I would have been jumped onto the computer and did my things, but not right now. And overall, life perspective has changed for me. Hope this answers your question, please.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Well, Rishi, I'm glad to have a new friend,
Yes.
and I would just say, stay strong, warrior.
You too, Luis. You are a leading warrior for us. I am still a newbie warrior. It's been a year and a half, but yes, experiences from you guys and you all from Avida has definitely helped me regain so many things, just apart from just balance, everything.
Be well.
You too. Take care.